Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, big show for you today. Some disturbing things that we have to talk about. Kelsey Bowler will be here in her next in the series of gender identity that she's doing for Independent Women's Forum. Bethany Mandel a bit later on the lost children of COVID. And we'll also get to some breaking news out of California. Stay here.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, listen to this. Listen to the wording of this little piece of legislation. This is what is going to appear in 39 days on the ballot. If you live in California, if you are a voter of in California, this will appear on the ballot under something called Proposition 1. Listen to the language of what Proposition 1 proposes. The state, meaning the state of California, shall not deny or interfere with an individual's reproductive freedom in their most intimate decisions, which includes their fundamental right to choose to have an abortion and their fundamental right to choose or refuse contraceptives. This is Prop 1 on the ballot for the coming California elections. Now, you couple that with this story, also from California today. Assembly Bill 2223 has been signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. What does Assembly Bill 2223 do? It prohibits coroners from holding an inquest after fetal death related to or following known or suspected self-induced or criminal abortion. The bill would further clarify under the Reproductive Privacy Act that pregnancy loss through miscarriage, stillbirth, perinatal death, and abortion due to causes that occurred in utero would not be criminalized. So in these two different pieces of legislative attempts, and this one becoming law, Gavin Newsom signs the bill, but the other is a proposition that is asking the voters of California to say that the state shall play no role in whether or not abortions are occur. In other words, they're trying to codify the right for anybody to kill their baby for any reason. But this assembly bill that he signed goes one step further than that. The proposition gets the voters to stamp approval with it. And I'm sorry, California, if you approve this, you're going to hell. It's just, you cannot murder children in a moral universe. There will be consequences. But this assembly bill takes it one step further. The assembly bill that Governor Newsom signed and has become law will allow, and this is, I'm quoting Senator Melissa Menendez. She is a California state senator, Republican. She says, with Newsom's signing of AB 2223, if you attempt to abort your baby, but it's born alive, you can now let it die or kill it. And no one can investigate the death or hold the woman or person who helped her criminally liable. Melissa Melendez says this is grotesque callousness toward the unborn. Friends, for those of you who are biblically literate, it is taking the page from the Old Testament of those who worshipped the god Moloch. They were literally sacrificing their babies to this false god, thinking that they were doing some sort of good thing. Killing their children to honor some god. In California, the god is the state itself. You can kill your baby as a sign that you are on the right side of the progressive Marxist socialist viewpoint that the state can kill children with impunity, can allow its citizens to kill children with impunity, that living children don't really matter. And I honestly don't understand how, if these two things become law and this becomes the practice, I don't understand how God can save judgment from Gavin Newsom and from everybody else who participates this any longer. We read in Scripture, for those of us that read Scripture, we read about the tenderness that Jesus has for children. And in the New Testament, he says, if someone goes as far as hurting one of the hairs on their head, it's better that we take a 2,000-pound millstone, what they used to crack up grain. They would have animals walk with it in circles, and it would crack up the grain into usable chunks that they could then, you know, make their flour and other things from. But it would be rather beneficial for that person to have that millstone attached to his neck and thrown into the ocean than to hurt a child. It can't be more clear. If you understand the smallest speck of morality, killing children is bad. There is no other explanation. There is no other argument. And we're not talking about children that may just be argued in other ways, just a clump of cells. This is allowing people to try to perform their own abortions. The abortion goes bad and the child survives, somehow miraculously survives the abusive, murderous idea to try to kill them in the mother's body. And if the child survives, it would legalize infanticide. You could allow that child to merely lay there, starve to death, be neglected to death, all of the immediate care that a newborn needs. And I just, this is evil. This is the face of evil. And here we have the man who, if Joe Biden doesn't run in 2024, everybody on planet Earth believes that Gavin Newsom is going to be the nominee for the Democratic Party. You have literally the man doing Satan's bidding who will be the face of the future for the Democrats. Friends, there are those of you listening right now that get so mad at me when I am this clear. You don't like the fact that I have pointed out that Democratic policies have led off the cliffs of insanity for a while now. I know that there are those of you that just fume that I dare talk about this because, you know, Kevin, Republicans aren't perfect either. I've never said that they were. I don't think that they are. But how can you call yourself a follower of God, a believer in a moral higher good, And for those of you that claim Christianity as your brand of faith, there's a significant compromise in your belief system if you can tolerate the idea that the future face of your party has made it legal to kill children without punishment. I don't apologize for bringing it to your attention. And I never will. There is such a thing as good and evil. And right now, the Democratic Party is the embodiment of evil in the American political system. There's problems all around. Different parties have different ones. The Democrats don't have problems. They are evil doing evil. Be different. Be good. Do good. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
If we don't have a base in the Black and Latino community, we can't branch out. You got to have a strategy, and that's at least my strategy. Black lives matter. Black lives matter.
From executive producer Larry Elder.
The first conscious act in organizing our people is to let them know who they are.
Comes the highly anticipated film from director Justin Malone.
If you think you're an American, you will fight to protect the interests of capitalist America.
An eye-opening expose on the demoralization of America.
If you know you ain't no American, you'll fight to destroy every aspect of American capitalism.
The rioting, burning, and looting began. And there's no police presence down here.
Watch the film that is waking people up. A cinematic page-turner. Mind-blowing. Excellent. Eye-opening. A masterpiece. A sequel that stands on its own. Uncle Tom, Part 2, An American Odyssey. Available on Salem Now.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you got lower back pain, neck pain, upper back pain, even sciatica, maybe completely debilitated from walking due to the amounts of pain in your back, then you need to talk to my great friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. As the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in that non-surgical spinal decompression. And what I love about Dr. Keller is that she's committed to eradicating the pain, not with scary injections or surgery, but she wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis. And if you have a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, or herniated disc, she is going to point you in an all-natural direction first that will not cut on your body or put shots into your system. Find out for yourself, because she's going to help you alleviate that pain and doing things like walk freely again and playing with your kids or grandkids. So call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today. That's 718-234-6200 or brooklynspinecenter.com.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com. Tune in iHeart Alexa or Odyssey.com.
Listen to Tim Kennedy and It's Just a Mortgage Saturday afternoons at 5. Learn about reverse mortgages. Tim is a certified reverse mortgage professional with U.S. Mortgage Corporation. Have equity in your home? Will a reverse mortgage line of credit benefit you and your family? Visit TimTalksReverse.com or call 631-750-0520. There are misconceptions about reverse mortgages. Will I lose my home? Do I give up home ownership? Will my children be burdened with debt? None of these are true. A reverse mortgage line of credit may help you achieve specific goals, the ability to age in place, maintain financial independence, or plan for a more safe and secure retirement. TimTalksReverse.com or 631-750-0520. Listen to It's Just a Mortgage every Saturday afternoon at 5 on AM 970 The Answer and AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA. It's Just a Mortgage with Tim Kennedy.
We know summer is coming to an end, which means Invite Health is having our annual Labor Day Buy One, Get One free sale. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health product at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Say hello to the change of seasons the right way by learning more about how to stay healthy from me, Dr. Amanda Williams, by listening to past shows and informative podcasts all at invitehealth.com. Give us a call to order by phone or to speak with a degreed healthcare professional 7 days a week at 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. 2345. Visit invitehealth.com for our retail locations and to set up a free nutritional consultation in person, by phone, or by video. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy one get one free Labor Day sale. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345, or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss our Labor Day weekend special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Labor Day. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hey, college football fans, I'm Sloan Martin.
And I'm Mike Golic Jr.
And college football Saturday night is going to be kicking off the season in Gainesville, first game of the Billy Napier era for the Gators.
And they get to take on a Utah team that came out the end of 2021 red hot.
And we hope you'll join us because Saturday nights are meant to be fun. Catch us right here Saturday at 7 on your home for college football Saturday night, powered by Learfield.
On AM 570 WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And per usual, we are checking in with Kelsey Bowler, who has been working on a very extraordinary project. And if you have not yet seen it, please go over to the Independent Women's Forum website and check it out. But Kelsey, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
There's a corollary piece to your documentary that you wrote for the Daily Caller this week. And the story is so incredibly moving and yet hard to even comprehend. Tell my listeners what you wrote about.
Yes, Kevin. So for months on this show, we've talked about the stories I've told of mothers whose daughters have fell victim to gender ideology and how this intersects with school districts and medical and mental health providers who really are all corrupt and actively working against parents and children's best interests. But what we just published in the Daily Caller is the story about a detransitioner, a biological female who actually went through a full-fledged medical transition only to realize that was all a huge mistake. Less than a year after surgically removing her breasts, her life changed. She met the love of her life. She realized that having children is something inherently important to her. It was literally embedded into her DNA that she wanted to be able to conceive and carry her own children. But after being on testosterone for 3 years, removing her breasts, she wasn't sure if that was possible. And her story is so important because when we hear about children and young adults telling their parents, telling doctors, telling mental health providers, telling their teachers that, well, I'm a boy, so I would never want to be able to have kids. That's not important to me. This story is direct evidence that that is not always the case, that children and even young adults don't always know what they want and how their lives can change in the blink of an eye. And unfortunately, the effects of this gender ideology is preventing children and young adults from ever being able to change their minds.
Yeah.
Because these procedures in many cases are irreversible.
There's a lot of different pressures that are coming to bear in these stories and with these kids, and not the least of which is the political class that's kind of in charge of everything right now. I mean, Joe Biden said in a speech from the White House that affirming care is the best thing that should be given to kids that do this. And walk me through some of the details of how this young girl, who comes from a suburb of Chicago I know very well, I lived in the neighboring suburb when I was starting out in radio there in that market, But detail some of the involvements or lack thereof of the parents, their knowledge, their journey with their daughter as she was going through this.
Well, Kevin, that's why we thought it was so important to complement the stories we're hearing from parents with a story like this of a detransitioner, because in so many cases, it feels like these parents are up against the world. They're saying, my daughter is just going through a normal teenager identity crisis, trying on different identities, and everyone around me, from pediatricians to teachers unions to the president of the United States, is telling them not only that they must affirm their child's gender confusion, but if they don't, their child might commit suicide.
Right.
That is such a threat. The evidence supporting that is extremely shaky. We know that, you know, children suffering with actual gender dysphoria typically suffer with a slew of other very serious mental health issues. We are, in a way, encouraging and validating these parents when they feel like they are up against the world, because what Daisy is saying is, you are doing the right thing. This was all a mistake, what I did to my body. Some of it is now irreversible, and I don't want you and your children to make these same mistakes.
So she went on puberty blockers and she ended up having her breasts removed. How did she first get her hands on these materials? Her parents weren't part of that process, were they?
So in the case of Daisy, I think she's a couple years older than a lot of the children who are going through this now. She was sort of caught up in the first wave of this contagion, and that's really what it is. And her parents, a lot of parents back then, didn't even know it was possible. Puberty blockers were not being promoted. So her parents actually never helped her obtain puberty blockers. She never went on puberty blockers.
Okay.
And I'm tempted not to give away the end of the story. But, you know, Kevin, I'm a big fan of your show, and I will share that Daisy, thankfully, was able to get pregnant and carry her own child. But had she been on puberty blockers, or had she been on testosterone any longer than she already was, that would not have been possible. And she was too terrified to even go to a fertility clinic and get the news that she might not be able to get pregnant, and it's her fault. And that was her biggest fear she's had to deal with in her entire life. And the idea that so many experts are brushing that scenario under the rug as if it isn't going to happen with all these children who are taking puberty blockers, which will have direct consequences
yeah.
on their fertility, is just astonishing and devastating.
There are really good people in medicine that completely oppose everything that we're talking about here. And so I think that there are legitimate reasons and avenues for parents to question, to ask, to find out, to seek, get good medical advice. I regularly have Dr. Siegel and Dr. Sapphire and Dr. Neshawat and Dr. McCary from the Fox News medical team on this show. They are all in opposition to what is happening here. And it seems, Kelsey, is kind of a pass, if you will, for those that are supposed to be the grown-ups in the society to say, I'm not going to really delve into what my kid's dealing with, and I don't want to be framed as judgmental if I do anyway. So the easiest path is just to allow this kind of non-resistance to go on. And then the school comes along and others come along and just kind of fill in the vacuum. And so there is this affirming care, but it's not affirming anything that's good for the child. And at the end of the day, everyone is devastated because of how it's being dealt with.
Absolutely. Parents need to remember that, sure, they're not doctors, they're not medical experts, but nobody knows and loves their child more than that child's own parents. And so if your gut is telling you that this is a normal, this is normal identity exploration, that perhaps irreversible hormones and surgeries are not the best option for your child, do not listen to any medical professional. Do not listen to the president of the United States when they pretend to know what's best for your child better
yeah.
than that child's own parent.
Yep.
And in the case of Daisy, I want to add, thankfully, she was able to have a child She is not able to breastfeed. She will never be able to have that physical bond with her child because of what she did to her own body under the guise that it would make her feel better.
Yeah, it's just such a sad story, but I guess there is that silver lining. It's part of the IWF documentary that is at IWF.org. Kelsey Bowler, the executive producer of this series that is being turned into a significant work detailing these stories and really telling the truth about them all. Kelsey, we appreciate your time. As always, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes now on sale. For example, the queen size regular, only $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code WMCA. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Square and use promo code WMCA to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA. That's 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, and promo code WMCA.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Hi, this is Frank Pallotta, Republican candidate for United States Congress here in New Jersey's 5th District. I'm not just running to return my district to Republican hands. I'm running to represent all of the people in my district, including seniors, veterans, small businesses, and everyone who longs for real bipartisan leadership. I've just launched a weekly radio talk show on AM 570, The Mission, called Frankly Speaking. Our show will air Thursdays at 9 p.m., so please tune in. We'll be discussing the issues that are relevant and critically important to all of us here in the 5th District and across this great state of New Jersey. If you'd like to know more, please visit my website at frankfornj.com. That's Frank, the number 4, nj.com, where you can follow our campaign, catch up on the issues, and if you like what you see, please feel free to donate. If you have any questions, contact our office at 201-783-8801. Thank you.
This is Frank Pallotta, and I approve this message.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. There are people that live in all kinds of circumstances, and sometimes the houses we have or the homes that we have inherited or can't seem to service anymore, they become bigger headaches than they're worth. That's why my good friends Sean and George at Swift Homebuyers are ready to help you now. They'll pay cash for your house. It doesn't matter what kind it is. Could be vacant, could be left over from a divorce, a junk house that needs thousands in repairs. They'll buy a house in any condition at any price. Cash for probate, inherited houses, houses where you have renters that won't pay their rent. Sean and George and Swift Homebuyers are Christians, and they are a family-owned real estate business. Call them today and find out what you can get from them for your house that's given you this headache. 732-800-4020. They'll buy houses in any condition, and they'll pay cash. Kevin McCullough, I trust Swift Homebuyers to get the cash out of your home that you need. I think you should give them a call. 732-800-4020. That's 732-800-4020.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer.
You're 007.
The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Because going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay. My sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating eliminating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very good to have you with us. Thank you for being here. You may have heard the president in the last week or so has made a couple of different references to the border crisis. And he's used these words. It's a joke. He has deemed the people that are concerned about it as being unserious. And this is just part of the further, I think, gaslighting that the president is trying to pull over people's eyes and brains, hoping that they won't pay attention. Here to respond is Tommy Pigott of the RNC. He is, in fact, the leader of their rapid response at the GOP. And Tommy, it's one thing for president to have a differing view of his political opponents and their priorities. That happens in every election cycle. It's another thing to insult the other side and to continually demean them by saying the things that are important are in fact not important, or saying that whatever they're concerned about actually doesn't even exist. What's your thought on this?
Well, I think it's part and parcel with what Biden has done on the border crisis, which is ignore it, diminish it, insult Americans that are suffering under it. It's just one failure after another. I think one stat that came out to me that really stood out to me was that Joe Biden last year on October 21st, 2021, said that he hasn't visited the border because he hasn't had a lot of time to visit the border. He has spent 142 days on vacation since then. 142 days. So instead of going to the border, instead of actually visiting with people suffering under his policies, he wants to demean them. He wants to go to the Delaware shoreline. He wants to go to Martha's Vineyard. He wants to go to these other places that he cares about a heck of a lot more than border communities.
So it's one thing if you just had border problems. It's another thing if those border problems were allowing in terrorists, if they were allowing in gang members, if they were allowing in those that would be bringing fentanyl with them. Those would be bringing human trafficking and allowing 50 people to die in the back of a box truck. It would be one thing if there were serious concerns about the border, but that the border was the only real thing at stake there. This is so much bigger than that. And when you couple that with the idea that this last week he scrambles his cabinet to pulls them all together once some migrants hit the ground in Martha's Vineyard, but didn't have any concern at all about the five things I just listed. And though every one of those were a much greater emergency than 50 migrants landing on Martha's Vineyard.
That's exactly right. Just since Joe Biden has taken office, 850,000 illegal immigrants have crossed the border and escaped into the United States. That's beyond those that have been encountered. That's beyond those that have been apprehended. Those are just illegal immigrants that we know about that have crossed the border and escaped into this country. And like you mentioned, we know that there are criminal elements trying to enter this country. We know that terrorists have been caught at the border at a rate five times greater than the last 5 years combined. We know that fentanyl is coming over this border. We know that enough lethal doses have been seized for 500 million lethal doses have been seized at the border just in August. And experts say that indicates even more fentanyl is coming into communities. I mean, you mentioned the fact that migrants are dying making this trip. It's just on issue after issue. Biden's border policy is hurting American communities. It's hurting migrants. It's really inhumane what he is doing. It's completely inhumane. And the one of the worst parts is that it's avoidable. If he had actually not reversed Trump's border policies, this would not have happened. We know what works, and what works is securing the border. That's one of the most tragic things about this, is that every single one of these catastrophes is entirely avoidable.
The response to that has been on their side to claim that it was Trump who was inhumane, that it's Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott who are now inhumane. In fact, Gavin Newsom, who used to have a policy almost identical to this when he was mayor of San Francisco, he actually asked the Justice Department to go arrest Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis.
For the life of me, I cannot think of why they think it's more humane to encourage people to make the dangerous trip to the border, and then when they get to the border, have them shelter under a bridge because there's not enough space, why that is more humane than sending them to the richest zip code in the entire country, or one of them in Martha's Vineyard. I mean, that is just so mind-boggling to me. And I think it's important to stress, they try to claim that the reason why it's inhumane to send, or for illegal immigrants to go voluntarily even to Martha's Vineyard, is because they don't have the infrastructure there. There's not a single town, not a single city that has the infrastructure to handle 4.4 million illegal immigrants, which is the total that have crossed the border since Biden took office, counting those gotaways. 4.4 million. Not a single city, not a single town has that infrastructure. But what Biden has been doing for so long has been focusing and concentrating this problem by dropping illegal immigrants in towns and cities with populations often with less than 2,000 people, and then just completely ignoring it. And not a single Democrat cared, because they're complete hypocrites. They only care about their ritzy vacation spots, not about the real devastating impacts of this border crisis.
Yeah, and if they, I thought Ron DeSantis put it well, if they were really concerned, Martha's Vineyard got a little taste of being a sanctuary haven. They got a little taste of what that southern border of Arizona deals with, and it's lower 30 miles. Like, it's no man's land down there because it's so lawless. Anyway, Tommy Pigott of the RNC, we appreciate your time and analysis. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Listen to Pray for the Nations every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. with Pastor David Hernquist of Van Nest Assembly of God in the Bronx. Jesus taught us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We believe that God's word for 2022 is to simply preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus to every people group in the earth. As we pray for the nations to hear about Jesus, we believe for a global awakening to our Savior. We invite you to listen to Pray for the Nations every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Van Nest Assembly of God is located at 755 Rhinelander Avenue in the Bronx, between Holland and Wallace Avenues. VanNestAssembly.com provides more information about the continuing education classes with Berean School of the Bible through Global University. These courses are designed to help fulfill your calling as a church leader, layperson, or for your personal enrichment. Tune in to Pray for the Nations every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. VanNestAssembly.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com. Tune in iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with the 55th governor of the state of New York, David A. Patterson. It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
Hello, friends. This is Jason Belletta from Be Alive, the Royal Jelly Company, and I have some great news for you. If you want to be uplifted over the weekends, you now can by tuning in to WMCA every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Be Uplifted Show with Jesus, Matt, and Lori, right here for you to listen to. Sponsored by Be Alive.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes now on sale. For example, the queen size regular, only $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code WMCA. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code WMCA to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA. That's 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, and promo code WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. It's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And always very excited to speak with my next guest because she makes us think about things that are sometimes not readily apparent on the surface, where everything tries to get our attention is usually at. And her recent piece in The Spectator called The Lost Boys of COVID is making some news. Bethany Mandel, executive editor of the Heroes of Liberty book series. Good to have you back.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
Who are the Lost Boys?
So the Lost Boys are really also the Lost Girls, and it's pretty much an entire generation of kids who, you know, they faced the brunt of what we did to them during the pandemic, and we're sort of seeing the ramifications. And unfortunately, on Thursday, we saw even more news that sort of backed up my thesis, the fact that 9-year-old test scores are lowest they've been in 30 years. We've erased 2 decades of reading and math progress, especially among Black and Hispanic kids.
You break down a lot of actual stats that I want you to share with us, because these are pretty compelling. But just how far back? I mean, you say that there's essentially 4 years of schooling that have been in some way hampered or lost in some respects. But what does the data show us?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the data is I think that while I didn't include it in the piece, the most sort of gripping data is the data that was released on Thursday. The fact that so many kids have fallen so far behind. And, you know, what's really impactful about that is the fact that these are not gains that we're going to get back in a year, because if you started the pandemic in kindergarten or first grade, the likelihood of you being able to read is not very high. And you're going to continue to go through school behind. And the results of that we're already seeing in kids who were in middle and high school in the beginning of the pandemic. And we're seeing that in crime that they're committing and crime that they're a victim of. Child abuse rates went up, reporting went down, and the rates of children being the perpetrators of crime also. I mean, you look at every inner city program that we've ever had for young boys, and the point was always to get them off the streets. And then we closed the schools for 2 years in the inner cities. And the result has been more hijackings, more robberies, you name it. And the perpetrators are young boys who should have been in school this whole time.
Who do you hold primarily responsible for this?
Liberals, progressives, especially teachers unions. You know, we were told all through 2020 and 2021 by folks like the National Educators Association, the United Federation of Teachers, the New York Times, all of them, that school was not safe. And it was never, that was never the case. And that's why in Europe, they reopened the schools right away. I mean, liberals love to throw in our face, you know, this is the way that Europe is doing things. Where was that during the pandemic? There was a great piece in the Washington Examiner magazine, which, disclosure, my husband edits, but there's a great piece in the Washington Examiner magazine about just that.
Well, and it was interesting to think through some of the things that you presented in this piece, because this was the first time, at least in the modern era, where we had significant input of our public health officials on public policy. And as I have interviewed hundreds of doctors over the last 2 years, trying to give people good information on this, initially, the practicing medicine community, the physicians that are out there,
were on board with some of the things that were being put forward. And then all of a sudden you had kind of this little rudder slip and the boat started veering off course. And at first it wasn't that much, but, you know, just a little bit of a rudder going a different direction. And, you know, 2 miles down the road, you're way, way, way apart. And to know things like Randy Weingartner getting to publicly get to officially give the CDC the guidance on how schools should open, I think speaks to the very thing that you're talking about. And a lot of people don't know that that happened. But the head of the largest teachers union was the one writing the medical policies for how we should continue.
Yeah, absolutely. And we had hysterics in charge of our medical response. So we had people who had one thing in mind, which was decreasing viral spread. And so they determined that it was that we were better off having 0.1% less spread than keeping the schools closed for another year. I mean, that's an example, but the risks and the benefits were never weighed. They decided that reducing COVID was the one and only goal of public health. Meanwhile, we also saw the first ever decrease in life expectancy. And it's because when your public health response is only about viral mitigation and not about cancer detection or any number of other factors, you're harming public health
in a big time way, because all of the screenings that did not get done because people were told don't go see your doctor because you may get COVID. And I thought that that was also a part of the problem. We had public officials, elected politicians, saying who should go to the doctor and why. And for the very public health issue that they were trying to mitigate, they didn't want us to go to our local doctor. They wanted us to go to hospitals and pharmacies. And it seems kind of absurd that the doctor that knows your health record the best wasn't even allowed to really weigh in on whether or not you should get a certain vaccine or a therapy or something else. It was really way backwards. So where do you kind of come down on what the long-term effect of all this is in your piece?
It's catastrophic. And, you know, at the end, I make the argument that there's no impulse to mitigate the damage that we've caused. I'm honestly surprised that we're even measuring it, and they're trying to keep the measurements to as little as possible, how much we're talking about the learning loss. They'd rather gaslight us. They'd rather say that, you know, everything is fine. There is no lost year. Kids are resilient. They'll get it back. But the fact is they're not. And you can't tell a first grader who's now in fourth grade, but reading still at a first grade level, that they're resilient. We learned this after Katrina, when we closed the schools in New Orleans just for a couple weeks. This should not have been a surprise. And yet they're still denying that it's as catastrophic as it is. They say it's due to the pandemic. And no, it's not. It's because of our response to the pandemic.
You need to read this piece, friends. It's in Spectator magazine, and it is called The Lost Boys of COVID. Bethany Mandel, the author. Bethany, thanks for making us think about it today.
Thanks, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
We know summer is coming to an end, which means Invite Health is having our annual Labor Day buy one, get one free sale. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health product at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Say hello to the change of seasons the right way by learning more about how to stay healthy from me, Dr. Amanda Williams, by listening to past shows and informative podcasts, all at invitehealth.com. Give us a call to order by phone or to speak with a degreed healthcare professional 7 days a week at 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Visit invitehealth.com for our retail locations and to set up a free nutritional consultation in person, by phone, or by video. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy one get one free Labor Day sale. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345, or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Okay, girls, ready to go?
Yeah!
Mom, I'm hungry. Can I have a snack?
Me too, Mommy.
You want a snack?
Yeah!
Got it?
Children learn from our behaviors.
Mommy, can you open this,
please? All right, hold on 1 second. Okay. Okay, here.
Thank you.
They learn what is okay from the adults they see.
Mommy, are you on your phone?
If you're a distracted driver,
Mom,
chances are they will be too. What kind of driver are you raising? Funded by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Oh, friends, friends, oh, friends, 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 and fellow friends. I wish this wasn't the case, but the other side, I don't know, something's happening to their brains because they're all fried. Yeah, this was the president yesterday.
Bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie?
Jackie here? No, Jackie Walorski died, Mr. President. She's not attending the thing today because she'd be dead. That followed, of course, Stacey Abrams.
The heartbeat is 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away from her.
So one of them's calling for dead people to rise and be a big knowledge. The other one's saying that heartbeats in babies don't exist at 6 weeks of age. You know, that's just hits in the last couple of days. Yesterday, let me take you to the latest. The most eloquent, most amazing, most supposedly accomplished human being on planet Earth, Kamala Harris, you know, former prosecutor, superstar senator, ginormous presidential talent that got, you know, what, 0% before the Iowa caucus. She was sent to a very interesting ally. In fact, this was an alliance I was unaware of. I knew that we had relationships with countries around the world. I was not aware that we had created an alliance with this country. Take a listen.
The United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea.
Say what?
And it is an alliance that is strong and enduring.
Now, we have to hear that again.
The United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea.
Republic of North Korea.
And it is an alliance that is strong and enduring.
Strong and enduring. It's many, many, many generations old, I guess. The alliance, the strong alliance that we have with the Republic of North Korea. Friends, it's so bad. You want to be able to just laugh about these things, and just and I did. I guffawed for 10 minutes when Nick and I were listening to this earlier today. And she's standing there. You can't see the video because you're listening by way of audio, but it is hilarious because she is looking down at her notebook. Now, either she wrote it down in her notebook or she didn't read what was in her notebook, but in either case, to have the Vice President of the United States standing with the world's media watching her, proclaiming the strong alliance. And you know, because Kamala can't keep anything to just a couple of words, she's got to add to it an alliance that is strong and enduring, a long-standing alliance with the Republic of North Korea. Friends, if you want better representation, if you want different outcomes, you cannot continue to send these same jokers back to Washington or Albany or Trenton or wherever you're concerned about. Send competent people, effective people, send good people. It's not that hard. They're making it less hard every day. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.